You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world? You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Seriously, you're listening to Civic Media. I am in Radio Park right now. It's in Racine. I'm in what's called the control room of my regular studio. This is where I do the show now because it's just easier. But now I have to be in charge of buttons during the show. And sometimes I go to talk and the button is not pressed properly. So Pete and Dom just see me talking to nothing. My point being is, welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to us either on the radio, on the Civic Media app, or watching the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter. Get the Civic Media app right now. It's app absolutely free. You can listen to live shows, whether it's music, talk, you can get your news. You can, let's see what else, you can call, text, you can leave a voice note, and take part in our Text to Win contest, which I believe there's a new one coming up sooner than later. So yeah, just get the Civic Media app. And you can take us anywhere in the world, Pete. We have gotten text messages from Vienna, New Zealand, East Brunswick, New Jersey.
It what? Is,
yes.
That's insane. See,
I used to say that all the time on the old show, Pete, and no one was impressed. And finally, I found someone in my life. When I say East Brunswick, New Jersey, you give it the credit and recognition it deserves. But yeah, get the Civic Media app. We are so happy you were here with us. We still have one more hour for today's show, and it's gonna be a bonbon. We're talking to Susan Kearns, who's the executive director of Milwaukee Film, in a little bit, talking about the film festival. And I guess there was some big news regarding the Downer Theater we can discuss as well. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's great. Another wonderful day in Nightlight version 2.0. Pete, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Greg.
Yeah.
And I like what you said about taking the app all over the world. I do think, you know, it's funny, like someone Dom's age, like mm-hmm. Dom, if I made the joke to you, yeah, I can call you later. I get 50 anytime minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah. It does not.
Does the phrase free nights and weekends mean anything to you?
Nope.
Those were all selling points for cell phones back in the day.
Wow.
Because back in the day, you would have a certain amount of cell phone minutes you could use during the daytime. And then after a night, I think maybe 7 o'clock, you could talk as much as you wanted. Because you had to buy a plan, which you said like, oh, I want 200 minutes a month. So you could only talk for 200 minutes in that month from like, you know, 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you went beyond that, they would charge you.
Like $12 a minute, yeah.
Yeah,
I gotta say, I don't think that does not sound good at all. I do not like that.
Try having a burner phone with only 50 anytime minutes. I'm out on a mission, you know, I can't make a call. I got all the info I need.
Yeah.
Hey, this is fun, guys. We got Susan Kearns coming up. We're going to talk Milwaukee Film. We've got our question of the night. Don, why don't we reintroduce the question of the night, and then we'll read some texts.
Yeah. Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
If you could ask God a question, what would it be? That is our question of the night, folks. Please be part of the show. It's so much more fun when you guys participate. You can also, you can drop us a text on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or the app that Greg just mentioned, or drop us a stream comment. Always fun to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about this question? Have you noodled it?
I've noodled it, and it comes down to, like, do I want to be super serious, or do I want to be, you know, funny? I could be super serious and just bum all of you out, but I feel like it also, there's a part of me that would walk up to God and be like, so all that stuff I said down there about you, we're cool, right?
Like we're when good? You took his name in vain, Greg?
Or like I was like, when I, you know the whole like, I don't think you exist thing?
Yeah.
We're good, right? I'm wrong. Clearly, I'm wrong. I'm here, and I'm talking to you. Yeah. So you could have set me down immediately via a lackey or an intern, but I'm apparently talking to you, so you must be cool. So we're cool? We're good? That's probably what I would say. My question to God, the most self-involved, we're good? That's it.
That's a great question. And I think, you know, and you might thank him for not smiting you when you said all those things. And you said, this is why I phrased the question the way I did, because I don't know. Everybody refers to God as he. And I just don't know. So I wouldn't, first of all, my question would not address the gender of God. But also, I think I would ask, I have two questions. I would ask who killed Kennedy, because I really, truly am curious about that.
Okay.
And my other one would be, will I see you again? Because I want to go to heaven. I want to get in, man.
Oh, so you're not, okay. So this question is posed as you get a moment. See, I understood it as I'm dead. I'm at the gates and God comes up and says, you get one.
Well, then I would be, can I come in?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. That sounds like something you hear at like a very up-tempo church. And then they go into like a 30-minute song. Right. We got some messages on the text line. First of all, Brett in Brown Deer, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for the love. He says, wow, I'm back. And now Greg is part of the night team. Cool. I'm a fan already. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. He also says, if I couldn't ask God for the lottery numbers, I'd ask him for what's up with the short lifespan of dogs. Good question, Brett.
Give that some thought. That's impressive.
That is a great question. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. Oh, my God.
Where'd you go, Brett? Let us know.
I know where he went, but I don't know if he wants me saying. So if you want to tell us, Brett, feel free. Yeah, totally. Why are dogs designed to do nothing but just break your heart one day? That's what the other question was.
He gave that serious thought. Dom, did you have an answer?
I do. Yes, I would say you know.
You have an answer?
No, I don't have an answer. Question. I have a question.
Oh, okay.
There's no answers.
What is up with the dinosaurs? Like, what's going on? What was going on with that? And that's what I would ask him. I would be, you know, I'm not a super believer in dinosaurs, you know.
Oh boy! Oh no!
Wait a minute!
No,
maybe not.
You're not a believer in dinosaurs?
No,
You know, not.
They walked off the flat Earth, Dom. Come on.
That's what I would ask God about.
You know what? Hold on. 1 second. You asked that question. You got that question. I got a call here from God.
Calling.
He wants to know what's up with dinosaurs. Yeah,
and it's a he apparently. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll let him know. Hold on 1 second. Okay, yeah. God said, ask scientists. That's what he said.
Wait, God didn't have Dom's number? He had to call Greg?
Well, I'm his go-between. I'm sort of like, the
middleman.
Give me a solid Greg.
Stop asking so many questions, Pete.
Let Dom know what I said. Peter from New London says he would ask God, do you have change for a dollar, mostly quarters?
Mostly quarters. I got to do laundry, God. Can you get me some change? Oh,
and
man.
And then he says, customer service, can you please hold? I don't get that. Pete's first one was gold. I don't get that one.
I think Pete was trying to be funny. Maybe he's just working on new bits. Maybe Pete's working on new bits. Tony the trucker listening and says, Pete, Greg, why are there no beer in heaven, boxers or briefs? Interesting.
Well, first of all, let's address that. Either you don't need beer in heaven because you just feel the euphoria that beer brings you all the time anyway. That's that would be my guess. And boxers are brief. There's no clothes in heaven, right? It's just a big nude fest, I would think. Or, you know, just people that were just spirits. You can't put pants on a ghost, right?
I know.
I think that the question refers to, there's a song called In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Oh.
Also, wow, your heaven's freaky. So,
look, I don't like wearing clothes as it is. I'm just kidding, but I'm just thinking. I think if we're there, it's all just a big, you know, who cares, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know this, guys. I'm not trying to sound like I'm the authority.
Well, I don't know how I feel about heaven. I don't know if I really. I mean, that's once again a whole other conversation that just might get listeners very angry at me, but. I don't know. Like, I feel like heaven's just going to be like here, only maybe you're thinner or taller or have better hair. I don't know. Whatever thing you want in your life, you get in heaven.
So. It's an easier place to keep the weight off. That's what
exactly. It's like the movie. Okay, so like Defending Your Life. Has anyone here seen Defending Your Life?
Great movie.
That movie proposes the idea of heaven in the best way possible. It's just like very, it's very clinical. You go to a place, you defend your life, then you move on or you don't. And that's it. That's the gist of an afterlife in that movie. And I am here for it.
It was a great take. Yes. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, do you exist? If you exist, why do people think you're male? Ah, that's a good question, Monica.
We have another call from God here. This one's for Monica. Yeah, she did. Great. Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah, his answer to that last question is, look who wrote the Bible. That's your answer. Okay.
Ross from Crawford County in the 608 says, does August see technology any different than the other human-made technology like television, automobiles, et cetera? That's a great question. I'm sorry we missed that when she was here, Ross. We can send an email.
She did kind of in the first segment, Ross, if you didn't catch the first segment, she did kind of address that as far as like, you know, beyond cell phones, when we look at cell phones. We didn't talk about automobiles per se, but yeah, I mean, that's a good question, and I apologize we did not get to that. Let's see here. Ross in Crawford County also says, I would ask, what in the heck were you thinking? Go to your room. Boy. It's like someone wants to smite God themselves. My goodness gracious. I also can't get over the fact that Dom said out loud into a microphone, I don't know how I believe in dinosaurs. Like, I don't really believe in dinosaurs.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just the bones are too big, and it freaks me out whenever I go to a museum. I believe in them, but it gets to a point, you know, where you go to a museum, they're massive creatures, and it just scares me. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know what? There's no way.
We got to bring God into this.
Yes.
So your fear in giant bones is what's pushing your non-belief of dinosaurs.
Exactly.
So I have a lot of questions here. I just think about that.
I'm going to read some more.
What are other things? Okay, fine. I was going to say, what are other things you're afraid of that make you not believe in things? Now I'm just interested in that. Okay. Go on, Pete. Read more.
Dave in Madison in the 608 says, dear God, why did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
Fair point. Or did they?
Dave is also on the stream and says, are you non-binary? I think that's a good question. Monica from Mount Horeb says, broke my phone, tried to unlock my credit to buy a new phone, locked because of my multiple cyber breaches, couldn't buy a phone plan because the MFA went to my broken phone, which I couldn't access, had to opt for a month-to-month phone. If I need to buy a car, I'm going to be SOL. The things we own end up owning us.
I think, yes.
That's awesome. That's a great text.
Yeah. I don't know if I could ever be anti-tech. And that was a question I wanted to ask her because of the jobs we do. We are so ensconced in our tech as far as what, looking at the news, reading stories. I'm sitting in a room with tens of thousands of dollars worth of tech right now. And what is the feasibility of, or what is a plan for someone like me to say, all right, I'm going to cut out this or that. Maybe it's I get home tonight and I just put my phone in the bedroom and leave it there for the rest of the evening. Like those little steps you can take versus maybe shedding it completely. That can be difficult, but maybe those little steps.
Like she said too, baby steps. Yeah. Take an hour if you can do it. Jim from Appleton says, where are you? That's his question for God.
Nice.
And AJ from Madison, did we go to the moon?
We did.
Dom, that's with your similar question.
Hold on. God's yes, we did. We went to the moon.
He keeps calling.
I'm answering those questions. Calling. All right. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're talking to Milwaukee Films Executive Director Susan Kearns about the Milwaukee Film Festival, as well as what they're up to, as well as maybe some new news on a theater. You have to find out more to find out. Stick around to find out more, I should say. I can talk. We are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach, coming to you live tonight from various parts of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. We are talking about a lot of the things in life that make us happy tonight. A little anti-tech talk in hour one. We're going to switch our attentions now. And I loved our responses for the question tonight. Maybe we can ask our guest, our next guest, what she would do if she could ask God a question. But let's bring her on and not waste any more time. I love having this next person on Nightlight. She is the executive director of Milwaukee Film, and she joins us here periodically to keep us posted on all things movie-related happening in Brewtown, Susan Kearns. Hi, Susan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to see you. I don't want to put you on the spot. You can think about this if you want, but if our question of the night is, if you could ask God a question, what would it be?
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin with that question, actually.
Maybe what's your favorite movie? I don't know. We can come back to you on that. That's okay. But it's great to have you here. So let's start right away with the big news coming out of Milwaukee Film yesterday. You used this theater before, and in the Oriental, you guys have great programs there. But tell us about the Downer Theater.
Yeah, so we just bought the Downer Theater. We closed on it last Friday. Wow. We have been operating it through a rental agreement for about the past 2 years. And we had an option to purchase that expired this month. And so we basically made the moves that we needed to do so that we were able to purchase it. So
congratulations.
Am I correct that, like, I think probably about a couple years ago, it just one night it closed. It just, they said they were done and everyone sort of lost their minds, because for me, I used to live on the East Side. I love the Downer Theater. I've seen so many beautiful movies there, and there's such a feel about it that, you know, doesn't, you don't, you feel like you're in a big city because you're in a tiny movie theater seeing a very small film. And I love that Milwaukee has that option. But if I'm not mistaken, it had closed one night, and then you all came in and decided to essentially do what you said. You took it over and you were renting it. But I guess, like, it's been 2 years now since that happened.
So that happened, I believe, in 2023. So okay. it was closed for roughly a year. And I have those dates wrong, but for roughly a year until mm-hmm. Milwaukee Film was able to take it over in 2024. And you're absolutely right. It was, you know, the Landmark had been operating in it, and it's just, you know, they decided not to continue operating it. So, yeah.
Why don't we talk about, this is Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. So you guys are always so active in whatever. I know you had a lot of events for Black History Month. What's on tap this month?
Yeah. So for Women's History Month, I mean, one of the great things about this month in particular is that we have a lot of programming by women directors already. So, so a couple of the big things like Wuthering Heights, which, it has definitely been what I would say a polarizing film. yeah. A lot of chatter out there about whether people like it or not, but I would expect nothing less from the director of Saltburn. Right. And then we've got The Bride coming out, and that starts this Friday. What I think is cool about both of those, having those on our screens in March, is they're both directed by women, and they're both kind of different interpretations of classics. And so I think it's a really fun thing that we can offer to audiences. So we can celebrate women's voices, but doing it in a way that is also, you know, just interesting to think about what do these classic stories still have to tell us or to talk to us, and how can we use those? We've also got a super cool Michelle Yeoh series coming up with
Everything cool. Everywhere
All at Once and Heroic Trio 1 and 2, which are just, if you haven't seen those, a lot of fun. Some people are calling them sort of proto K-pop Demon Hunter.
Wow.
and then Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which everybody loves too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If people aren't familiar with those of her films, they're amazing.
It's so great because I have not seen Wuthering Heights yet or The Bride. I think The Bride opens this weekend, actually. So yeah. I'm not, but I did like The Frankenstein. That was kind of a different interpretation. The new one with Jacob Elordi as the sexier Frankenstein. But I'm very anxious. Yeah, I loved Promising Young Woman. So yeah. I'm just a fan of all of her movies. So I'm excited to see that. When you guys I know the announcement about the Milwaukee Film Festival isn't coming out till next week, but will you use other venues besides the Oriental and the Downer for the film festival?
for this year, we're going to stick with the Oriental and the Downer. It just allows us to really capture the energy of the festival and kind of contain it in that one part of town. It worked so great last year that we're sticking with that this year.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's going to be
awesome. All right. Well, we've got, we're going to break for the news in just a moment here, and we're going to come back and talk about some of the really cool stuff that Milwaukee Film is doing for the Oscars on Oscar night, and they're playing shorts and all kinds of stuff. And they're going to celebrate Milwaukee Day in a way only Milwaukee Film really, I think, can do, and they have the perfect movie for it. So we'll tell you about that. Susan, have you had any more time to think about your God question?
Oh, my goodness. No, I've already forgotten.
Okay, you think about it. Think about it during the news. We've got some time. We could get to some other people. Okay.
While you're doing that, I will simply, my mom is texting in right now asking about something. It is your phone, Mom. It's your phone that's maybe having on the hiccup. She's having some tech problems right now. I'm going to tell her, Mom, it's your phone. So you're good to go. Just reload the app. Reload the app. My mom's adorable, everybody.
That is great. I cannot wait to meet Mrs. Bach.
Okay, don't ever say it like that again.
I'm not going to ask her to slow dance or anything, Greg. I'm just a fan of you, so I think I'll like your mom too. That's all. I didn't.
She's
mean
lovely.
It.
I'll bring her on the show one day, begrudgingly. She'll be very upset about it.
We'll do that. Sydney Politics on the stream says, "Could you heat a burrito so hot that even you couldn't eat it?" That's his question for God.
I mean, okay.
Sydney always thinks outside the box. He says, "Happy New Year, everyone." That's an inside joke. Then he says, "Hi to Dave on the stream." And Dave says, "Great song, Dom." And he says, "Sup, Sid." And then he says, "Sid, we need to meet up." They have a bromance. It's a very beautiful thing here at Nightlight. All our listeners love each other. We are coming back after the news with more about Milwaukee Film and how they're celebrating the Oscars. It's going to be a blast. Susan Kearns is here, folks. Peach Wama and Greg Bach on Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach. Across the desk from me, I'm just not even going to say in a manner of speaking, he's across the desk from me, is Pete Schwabba. And we are here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to us or watching us on the live stream. We are Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And we are also on the radio or on the Civic Media app. So happy you are joining us this evening. Don't go anywhere before we get out of here. We are going to give you a handy tip for the night. But let us continue our conversation with the executive director of Milwaukee Film. Ms. Susan Kearns is here tonight. And we're talking about the purchase of the Downer Theater, which made me so, so very happy. But what else coming up? I know that the film festival is coming up in about a month and a half, but what else is coming up through Milwaukee Film that we should know about or just preparing ourselves for the festival?
Yeah. So, as you said, the Milwaukee Film Festival is April 16th through 30th. So we've got, we're about 6 weeks out from there. Right now we're really in the thick of Oscars season. So one of the things we do, because we know we have Academy Awards completists in our audience. So we're showing all of the shorts programs, the animation, the documentary, and the live action shorts. Those have been incredibly popular with folks, and we have ballots at the theater so that people can, mark off which one that they think will win the awards. We are also this year, we decided that we have a party the night of the big award show. So we will have the awards on one of our theater screens. Basically what we realize is that most of our audiences are at home watching that night. Mm-hmm. So why not invite everybody in? So the theater will become everyone's living room, which I think will be a lot of fun.
It's such a great event because every year, I mean, I think everybody's like, where do I see the shorts or the fun animated? And you guys just crush it with these events. And it's a great way. And I just, what we were talking about before when I was in Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago, that's the one I just missed is the shorts. And I would have loved, because where else do you see those, all together like that? But, and what better place to have an Oscar party than at the ornate, awesome Oriental Theater? So when you do this, is there like champagne or is it just a cash bar? What is the event like other than watching the awards?
Yeah, so we'll just have the regular concessions open. We have considered champagne actually, but you know, we have beer and wine and cocktails and things like that already, THC drinks if that's your interest. And so we'll do some special fun, you know, fun drinks for the occasion as well, have a couple of special snacks. We are also going to be having some drawings for, you know, a little bit of swag and that kind of thing. So Nice. We'll just, you know, we'll make it fun in between the, like when the commercials on are on and just keep it interesting for folks.
With regard to the festival, I mean, you know, all festivals, I feel like start from very small beginnings. You know, you're like, let's show some movies on a day. Can you talk to us really quick about like the evolution of the film festival from the beginning days to now? You've got two theaters. You have a recognizable name, not just here in Milwaukee as an event, but also all over the country and all over the world. That growth over the years to what you've become now and how you get that out to the world to say like, yes, Milwaukee has a vibrant film scene and a vibrant film festival. Like, can you speak about that?
Yeah. So the film festival this year, it's 18 years old. So we're becoming adults this year. but honestly, like the Milwaukee Film Festival, when it came on the scene, it came out big. Yeah. And it was originally 10 days and now it's just over 2 weeks. It's, you know, so I think it's 15 days. But we've really always had multiple screens and had presence in at least a couple of theaters. And they've been in different theaters around the city and even as far up as Cedarburg at one point over the years, sort of here and there, depending on what, you know, how the festival was ebbing and flowing. So just a couple of years before the pandemic was when we started operating the Oriental Theater year round. And so that was really a moment of change for the organization because instead of everybody sort of putting all of our resources and efforts and concentrating those into, you know, just a couple of weeks during the year, suddenly it's like our artistic director, Kara Ogburn, likes to say, we show movies every day. And so we do sort of have almost like a year-round film festival, but we still have this concentrated and very, very busy and robust event as well in April. We work really hard to make sure that we maintain that national and international presence and clout as well. So we're very lucky. We're known for having exceptional hospitality. So filmmakers who come to Milwaukee, they love Milwaukee audiences. They love the questions that our audiences ask. They love the popcorn. They love the theaters. They just have a really good time. So I think that is really helpful in terms of getting people to come back and getting filmmakers to tell their filmmaker friends. So it's been great over the years, the way that we've been able to build this reputation.
Our guest is Susan Kearns. She is the executive director of Milwaukee Film, an outstanding organization that celebrates culture and Milwaukee and movies, and they just do great work. Check out their website. Susan, talk to us a little bit about how you're celebrating Milwaukee Day on April 14th. How fun will this be?
Yeah. So what we decided to do for Milwaukee Day was to show the documentary Song Sung Blue. So the Song Sung Blue documentary was actually one of the very first Milwaukee film events back in 2008 when it came out. And that was before they had a theater. So we were able to put on just a one film event at the Oriental Theater to kind of celebrate the birth of Milwaukee film. So the fact that that film came out and it's been doing so great, we thought what better opportunity than to show the documentary again.
And that leads me to my question too, is like, you know, I've been lucky enough to have tickets to the virtual version of Sundance and all those, and I'm not disparaging those, but they can come off very stuffy. There's, you know, you see video of people in like, you know, $10,000 suits going to these film premieres, and that's great. But What is it about, what is it that you do for the Milwaukee Film Festival that you feel like sets it apart from other ones, that gives it a, I mean, besides the hospitality factor and just the fact that people who come here love the city and love this state, but what do you feel like sets Milwaukee apart from other film festivals as far as uniqueness?
Yeah, so one of the things that we keep hearing from people is, and it's hard to quantify, but people keep telling us it's the vibe. So Milwaukee has such a, we're pretty chill people. But we also we're I think more attentive, and this is going to sound awful, but I think we're smarter than people maybe expect or something. So people are, our filmmakers come in and they have these great conversations with fans, or they'll meet a fan who will be like, I love you, and here are three reasons why, and now I'm going to leave you alone, but, you know, thank you for being you. And then they'll leave, and the person's just like, that was kind of amazing. Yeah. So we can cultivate that in the space where people get to know each other, and it feels both just like a celebration of the joy of community cinema without getting weird, without the weirdness of like the posturing around $10,000 suits and you know, paparazzi or anything like that.
I think you're absolutely right. I think when people hear Milwaukee or Wisconsin or the Midwest, they have an automatic assumption of intelligence, artistic intelligence, those types of things. And I've known from many people who come to Milwaukee who will tell me, you know, on day two of being here, I had no idea this place was so amazing. The people are so nice. They're so fun. And I think, speaking to what you just said, I think that's very much a Midwestern nice thing of, you're very great, I love your work, I won't bother you anymore. And they move on. They're not trying to get to know you, be your best friend. They just want to tell you you're great, and they're going to move on with their life. But I think that's a very underestimated attribute for Milwaukee overall.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll say is that Milwaukee impresses people in so many ways. So when we have folks come in, they talk about how great the food is. They talk about how beautiful the lakefront is. And, you know, they'll talk about how beautiful the theaters are, but even they'll give us, you know, they'll be like, I can't believe you're showing this movie. That's amazing. Yeah. So it's really just, we kind of, I'm going to say accidentally, even though we all put a lot of thought into what we do, but there is a way in which the city kind of accidentally hits all the marks for people. And it's a catch 22, because we want more people to come to Milwaukee and see how great we are. But there's also kind of something great about being this really amazing secret.
It's funny. I have not seen the documentary, Song Song Blue. I saw the movie and I liked it. And I don't know how you guys feel about this, but it probably only bothers people that live in Milwaukee, and I don't live in Milwaukee, but that they shot it in New Jersey. No one else will care. Yeah. But for us, it's like, come on. And I will say, I loved Kate Hudson. I am.
Yeah.
I hope she wins the Oscar. Hugh Jackman looked like Hugh Jackman with a wig, and he's always great. But I loved Kate Hudson. We had Hudson Hensley on the show a couple weeks ago who played the kid. And that scene at the end where he's looking at Hugh Jackman on the video, it was my favorite scene in the whole movie. It was a very sweet film.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed Song Song Blue as well. We definitely did hear that, you know, I mean, not that people were mad at us or mad at the film, but it is like a disappointment that they weren't able to film in Milwaukee. And that, I guess I'll, you know, cue up the Wisconsin tax incentives.
Yeah.
Because that, a lot of people talked about that, you know, we're so lucky that we have the Wisconsin Film and Television Production Tax Incentives kicking in this year, so that for the next Song Sung Blue, they can shoot it in Milwaukee. But you're absolutely right. Like at the end, you know, the custard shop, we're all, you know, we all see that. We're like, we know that's supposed to be Leon's, and it's not.
Yeah. Well, and that's not like, there is that movie Love Hurts with Ki-Hui Kwan in it, and it takes place in Milwaukee. And I'm like, this is an industrial hellscape. This is not Milwaukee at all. And also, like, just what, like, I just think it's funny. They picked Milwaukee and they're like, it's overrun by gangs and drug lords. I'm like, okay, you didn't research Milwaukee really well, did you? It doesn't look like, but I'm hoping, but I think you're right though, Susan. I'm hoping that I hope all sorts of artists take advantage of these tax credits, from the independent filmmaker to the major studios. And Wisconsin, whether it's our legislators, whomever, sees the benefit of having these, because, I mean, all you have to do is look at Atlanta, and that's the end of that conversation right there of whether or not this does good for the community. And I hope that in 2026 they take advantage of it. Are you working as Milwaukee Film, like, and educating people on that right now, or is that something that's going through the state?
Yeah, so that's all going through the state. I am part of the steering committee for Action Wisconsin, and so we were an advocacy group that was really trying to help, you know, just raise awareness about what tax incentives are and how the community could kind of mobilize to help get word out that these are useful to makers in Wisconsin. But now at this point, since Veronica Pope has been hired, she's really in charge of that at the state level.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's great stuff. I thank you for your work on behalf of the incentives, because I do think it is going to matter. I think a lot of what I love about Wisconsinites is that they're hell-bent on shooting their film here anyway. So this is kind of doing them a favor, but for their loyalty, but it'll also help bring more people in too. So you'll have to come back and tell us when we get a little closer to the announcement of the lineup, or after it's out, what we can see at the film festival this year. This is always fun, Susan. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And shout out to Greg's mom.
Yeah! You heard it right here, Jackie. Everyone loves you.
She's just part of the team. It's awesome. Yeah. All right, we are coming right back to wrap things up and get Greg's handy tip of the day. It's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach and Nightlight on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, and across the table with me, is Mr. Pete Schwabe. On the boards right now in Madison is Dom Lee. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are going to be here tomorrow. Don't you worry, folks. We're always here Monday through Friday for you to, you know, hang out with, have a good time with, have a great conversation. Friends. Yeah, tomorrow we'll be talking to Patrick Dehan, who is a petroleum and analyst. He's a petroleum analyst and media commentary expert. He'll be talking about the gas prices with regard to the war. We were talking about this yesterday. Major sticker shock on the fact that gas was, like, for me, $2.40 a couple days ago. Now it's $2.99. So we'll be talking more to Patrick, talking more with Patrick about that tomorrow. And then it's our popcorn pick of the week. And who did you secure for such a lofty title, Pete?
Civic Media, Southeast Wisconsin journalist here at Civic Media, Mr. Stuart J. Waddle. Stuart's always fun.
Boom. All right. Well, he'll be joining us. Pick. We'll be joining us tomorrow for the popcorn pick a week. That's all coming up tomorrow on the show. You can always be part of that. And don't go anywhere, because after the show here, we got lots of great programming happening. And don't forget to download the app. You can take us wherever you want, listen to live music or the talk shows, but we're here for you. Get the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. So, Pete, we had some more text messages regarding the question of the night, which was, what would you ask God if you were to be in front of them, him, her, it? As
this
a thing?
Is my. I think this is my favorite. Diana from Oshkosh says, "I would ask God why He gave men, or if He gave men nipples on purpose." Mm-hmm. It does seem strange. That's a legit question. Thank you, Diana. Tom, I don't know. I like my nipples. I don't know what I would do without them, but
oh boy,
we'd manage.
Writing that
we
down.
Can say that, right? That's not
you'd
a swear
be,
word.
You'd be fine. No, no, you can. I'm not saying that's not, it's not because I think it's a swear word. It's just a thing you just said out loud. Like,
yeah,
I like
well,
my nipples.
What are we doing here? It's talk radio.
Fair
Tom,
point.
Tom from Jackson says, why ugly people?
Hey,
cruel. That's okay. That's good, Tom. And then we've got, where are we at here? I can't say that one. I can't say that one. Then we've got on the stream, Sydney Politics says, Sydney Politics says crayon too. And he's the one that asked the question. He said, do you all say crayon, like C-R-A-Y-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
And Dom and I both said we say crayon. Greg says crayon.
I say crayon, yeah.
Okay.
Or I, but I also may say crayon in the moment. Like, it's like I sometimes I say envelope, sometimes I say envelope. It just sometimes I say proceed, sometimes I say proceed. Like, it just depends on how the word falls out of my face.
Well, and what kind of party are you at where you mention the word crayon and someone looks down their nose at you, like a kindergarten graduation? Like, who when does crayon ever come up? No one's gonna look down their nose at it.
Oh, I see. Someone went to finishing school saying yeah, crayon. Right. Oh, my word. Oh.
Sydney says he's with me, and Dominique says agreed. Hopefully Pete does another movie showing. Oh, so he can meet Dave. Yeah. You were at the same movie screening in December, and this bromance could have been consummated with a handshake. Nothing weird. And they didn't make it happen. It was such a bummer. So we'll have to do that again. Thank you for all your texts, everybody. These are great.
Yeah, we really appreciate everyone reaching out to us, being a positive force for us all here on the show. We love it. Now it's time to get to the handy tip of the night.
Oh, you know, it's the tip of the night.
How much did we have to pay Kermit the Frog for that voiceover? I'm just wondering. Did that come out of the discretionary budget, or is that like petty cash?
All free, you know, all free.
All free. I know a guy. I know a guy who knows a guy. All right, I can call Kermit. I'm like, hey Kermit, ask God why men have nipples. All right, here we go, folks.
Do we have petty cash? That's impressive.
this is funny to me. All right, so this is going to be interesting because you would think the handy tip would be a very given, but the fact that we're talking about the story means it's not. So a man in the UK was pulled over and busted for driving under the influence of marijuana and possession of cannabis this week. Here's the kicker. He was in the middle of taking a driver's test at the time. That's probably a few things you shouldn't do during a driving test, you know, cracking open a beer, smoking a joint, that kind of thing. They pulled him over, they stopped the vehicle, and they noticed that he had a defective brake light. They also asked if it caught their attention due to poor driving. You know how fast you're going? No, you tell me. It was a 26-year-old man, wasn't fully licensed, but they were under the influence of marijuana and were arrested for possession of cannabis. So I feel like I'm just going to say this, folks. If you're going out there and getting your driver's test, it's a great moment, big moment. If you pass, congratulations. Save the party for home. Just do that. You've earned a celebration. You get to treat yourself. And I'm not going to tell you what that treat should or should not be. But if it's going to include alcohol and or marijuana, please do not imbibe it before you get in the car, especially the test. Take the test, pass the test, go home, celebrate. That's my tip. Pete, what about you?
I say take the test before you're 26. I don't know what this guy was doing, but 26, and his mom was waiting for him. I mean, someone had to drive him there. Although I knew of a guy in high school who drove. He was this country kid. He drove to his driver's test, and they never asked him any questions. Like, they had no idea. He'd been driving a pickup around the farm forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this guy. Like, he's obviously not that bright. Do you have to give someone a drug test? Can you just smell weed on them right away, or the booze on his breath? Don't you know right away? Maybe they wanted to make it official. But, or, you know, maybe he put a, you know what, Greg? I bet he had a burner phone. And that's strike three right there.
You know what? Let that sink in.
That's a great tip,
folks,
though. Thank you.
That brings us to the end of yet another tip of the night. No? Okay.
Computer's faulty right now.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, then in that case, on behalf of Pete, I just want to say thank you to Dom. Thank you to Tucker. Thank you to engineering, to traffic, for all of the work you do. As I always say, if it wasn't for you, our microphones would not work. I want to thank everyone who called, everyone who texted, everyone who put a comment on the live stream. Without you, there is no us. Thank you to Susan Kearns and August Lamb for being our guests this evening. If you missed those conversations, go to civicmedia.us/shows. To catch up on those. And then finally, just saying goodnight. Pete, take us out.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.